Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have Sean here from SEMF, and I'm going through a big project right now. In fact, we had a cancellation, so we're going to actually start early. They come by tomorrow to do the measurements to put these big solar panels on our roof, and we have a direct facing roof facing south. So it's going to be a fantastic job here in California. We get tons of sun. In fact, I would say we've got 350 days out of the year that's sunny, maybe 10 days of the year that rain or less. So, by the way, we have lots of water because there's lots of snowpack up in the mountains here in Southern California, where we're in San Diego County at least. Remember, California is a very big state. I mean, it's almost 1,000 miles from top to bottom. So, Sean, we are going to be wrapping our inverters with the magnetic shield device we got from you. Can you describe what this is and why it works and why it's important to block the magnetic field from the inverters?
Well, the magnetic field, not only is that going to be what is generally referred to when people say EMF, this was the first type of EMF that was actually paid attention to. It's
right.
Made some great strides in our technology, but it does bother a lot of people.
Right.
Now, the Gyron material we set you up with is a very specially designed alloy based on iron, that is actually woven together and then sealed up with a laminate. Now, this is a little different from the RF shielding we usually talk about. That's all based on reflection. This
right.
one is based on reshaping and redirecting. So we're actually using this material to provide a new path for the field to go. It's kind of like squeezing a balloon that's been
When we get the order, I think we actually receive more than we need, but they send a whole roll to us. So we have two inverters because we're putting on, when we go to Sunrun, which I think is the best company in America to do this because it's a separate utility, our power bill is going to be one-third what it was. But it also, we're going to be getting batteries. And the batteries aren't necessary to shield either. You just have to shield the inverter. The thing is, you have to create a new path for that magnetic field, or it's going to go back not only into the wires, but it's also going to directly irradiate people, let's say, through the attic. The panels themselves aren't the problem. It's the problem is when the power is converted from DC to the inverter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, people need to understand, electrical and electromagnetic fields' primary purpose is to interfere with ion channels and silence DNA. What life is, whether it's a human life or an animal life or a plant life, is a dance between biophotons and ion channels, period. You can add lots of other details to it, thousands of details, millions of terabytes of information, but the fact is that's the essence of what life is. And when you jam the ion channels, you shut down the induction of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes, and also the other 93% of your DNA is called DNA origami, which means it's like taking someone who's a really good Japanese origami expert, and they can take a piece of folded paper and turn it into a little tiger, right? Well, that's what happens in every organ in your body. Now, what happens is you fractionally clone yourself every night when you go to sleep. In stage 4 sleep, your body in your pineal gland tells your stem cells, it's time to come out of hiding, it's time to work, and they're like the little elves, you know, Santa's elves. They work at a certain hour at night, you know, maybe from between 12 and midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, the elves work and create the toys for Christmas, right? Well, you're the toy. You're being rebuilt every night when you go to sleep and get into stage four sleep. But if the building blocks aren't there, you're not going to rebuild. And if you have electromagnetic frequencies, it's going to jam the frequencies so you're not going to induce the DNA to make the structural proteins and enzymes. That's why it's important to have ELF protection, because we don't have taste or smell receptors to tell us that our DNA is being turned off. We don't. Now, people say, how is that bad for you? Yeah, it is really bad. I mean, the fact is we're experimenting with the human population and the biosphere. Einstein made the comment that when the bees die, which is, you know, colony collapse disorder, we have 4 years of gruel before we all die. And the bees aren't doing well. There's four reasons. Neonicotinoid pesticides, which they're trying to stop in Europe. Trucking bees across the country, exposing to trimethyl anhydride, diesel fuel, etc., car exhaust. And then, of course, the nastiest is electropollution, because it interferes with the magnetite little bee brain, because they navigate when they do a little dance with their little bee butts around the little figure of eight. They literally tell the other bees in the hive how to get back to the hive when they go out, and they take the position of the sun and the geomagnetic structure of the of the earth. It's almost like if you could see the geomagnetic flux lines of the earth, there's an architecture to it, and that tells the bee how to get back to the hive. When you jam the little bee brain with its magnetite with electrical fields from smart meters and smart electricity and Gwen towers, etc., the little bee is real confused. It can't find its way back to the hive, and there's colony collapse disorder. Bad news. In other words, it's like the GPS in your car can't tell you how to get to an appointment, so you never make it. You don't get back to the hive and you die. And that's what's going on with the human body. It takes a little while longer. I mean, your pets age seven times faster than you, so your dog or your cat is aging at seven times the rate that you are. But the fact is, it's still going to affect you, and it's going to reduce fertility, hormone levels, accelerate aging, and decrease what we call fractional cloning of yourself to a new, healthier you. You know, in other words, think of life as a toner. If you take the NutriMeds and you don't have electrical pollution, you have a good photocopier to create yourself a new copy of yourself tomorrow and the day after and the year after. And in 7 years, you've actually rebuilt a new you. You're not the same you were 7 years ago. You're a fractionally cloned copy of your previous self. Isn't that interesting?
Very.
Now, if you look at the systematic, say, that deal, man, how did you come up with this idea? I'm weird, and I ask enough questions. I realize that you're never going to actually come to real paradigms and wisdom unless you ask enough questions to reach the bottom of the totality of understanding that you don't know anything. You know, it's like Ebenezer Scrooge when he came after the three angels visited him at night. And he sang the song, I don't know anything. How about this? Everybody doesn't know anything. And when you ask enough questions, you even have a little nidus, a little tiny fraction of knowledge. You'll know more than everybody else because they've never asked questions to actually question things. Now, when you start doing electropollution protection, you do know something, which means, you know, you're being cooked even though you're a little froggy in the beaker. You don't realize they put in the cold water in the beaker, so the frog likes it at first, but then they raise the temperature so slow, the frog's legs are being cooked, and he doesn't know until it's too late because his cooked legs can't jump out of the beaker. Not good. So don't be a beaker frog, as I've said before. Tell us about some of the other equipment. You have testing meters for testing your electropollution in your home or business. You've got blocking walls. I had one gentleman a few weeks ago ask about a whole bank of these damn things in his apartment building. I'm saying the first thing you need to do before you start even working in your apartment is to get a blocker wall up to make sure you block that electropollution from coming in the side of your apartment wall. Right?
That's right. And we've got the perfect material for it. It's called nickel copper ripstop. Not only is this our best wall shielding fabric, it's easy to work with. You can hang it up with tacks. You can put it up in an apartment and take it down anytime you need, or
right,
take it with you if you ever leave. But on top of that, when 5G finally does its switch over in 2020 and they use these new frequencies, it's going to be nickel and copper products that are going to be the only things that are going to be able to shield these really high frequencies.
Yeah, interesting. It's the higher frequencies that give in. Now, what they do is what's called, I call the frequency homology toxic effect. In other words, these are frequencies. For example, if you want to harm somebody, and this is a little high-tech stuff, because people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't do this or that. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if it's relatives or friends or other people. They want to think that if Dr. Deagle thinks he has some special knowledge, he must be a nut. No, I'm not a nut, you know, and my experiences in my life is not open to people's damned opinion. It's just the way it is. I mean, I was making high explosives and solid fuel rockets when I was 12 and 13. I had been recruited to MIT in nuclear physics because I taught myself quantum mechanics in grade 11. I got my PhD finished in 21 in marine genetics and oceanography. So I know stuff, okay? And I've been through hell, literally hell, seeing stuff that shouldn't be done to humans or other animals at classified projects. And I'm not going to tell everybody things because I'm not cruel enough to scare the hell out of you and not get anything there. But I want people to understand the electro pollution is around all of us. You've got a little Fukushima Daiichi plant on the side of your house called a smart meter. You've got a cell phone at the side of your head that's actually cooking your DNA and breaking down your metabolic barrier to your blood-brain barrier. And people say, well, how can you prove that, Dr. Deagle? I said, thermogram. If I do a thermogram in your head 5 minutes after you've been talking on the cell phone, I can show that side of your head, metabolically, the barrier's broken down. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram and show you your voltage coherence patterns between phase and frequency in your brain. Different parts of your cortex is disrupted where you put the cell phone. No, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. Yeah, I can, unfortunately. So have a nice day. How's that?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Future, okay? One of the things that I find really aggravating is people are kind of, they make being gutless almost like an art form. And they want to attack the messenger. Now, I'm just going to draw it out. Okay, it's not 2018 now. It's, say, 2025. All right? It's 7 years from now. And 7 years from now, the governments of, say, California have buckled. And right now, Governor Brown actually is against 5G network, but it's coming in. And these maniacs in a number of cities, including testing in Los Angeles and I think San Francisco and three other cities in America, I think Baltimore is one of them, they're testing 5G network. Now, here's what's going to happen. Companies like Amazon are major competitors. And if they have Jet.com fighting them and other stores and grocery stores and so on, they're going to try to see if they can deliver goods to your home or even air taxis. So you won't just have a freeway, you'll have a skyway. And the skyway will be digital lines of actual air travel where there'll be a lane this way and a lane that way described in the 5G network. So they have continuous control of a vehicle or a drone. So you will order something on your iPhone sitting in your car or talk to your Siri. And by the time you get home, your groceries will arrive by drone landing on your doorstep. Or you want to go to the theater, but you don't want to take your car out, and you maybe had a couple of drinks at home, and you say, hey, you know what, I'll just order an air taxi. An air taxi drone will arrive without a pilot. You'll sit in the damn thing, either one, two, or four-person taxi, and it'll take you through the skyway directly to your theater and bring you back up. You can just go click, click, click on your phone when you want the thing to show back up again, and you walk out the door, and it says, it'll identify you by a laser retinal scan and say, you know, iris scan, and say, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones, your air taxi is ready. And people think, no, this won't happen. The only problem is, while all this wonderful jets and stuff's going on, your DNA is saying, what the hell? It's going to do a what the hell game. And the reason is, you're going to start shutting down enzymes and genes because there's specific frequencies embedded in that information that's jamming your cellular communication and gene activation. Not good. Unless you wear a full body suit like one of these people in spandex, like in the future, where they all walk around with these skin-tight spandex suits that are made by less EMF in the future with a full face mask and everything to block the radiation. So while you live in the Jetson world, you wear a Jetson suit so you won't get cooked inside your little Jetson suit because it's grounded and blocks electromagnetic and magnetic field pollution that's jamming your DNA. That's how nuts it is. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. No, I'm damn well not. In fact, they're doing a test, and I actually have quite, you know, backdoor testing information from Amazon in Seattle, where they've been testing these drones up for several years. And they want to have 5G network. They don't care if it's going to jam your DNA or make bees get so freaking confused they can't go and pollinate a crop. They don't care less, right?
Right.
And they say, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. If I talk about something, I know it. Now, I hear dummies, and by the way, this includes a lot of people, relatives, friends, other people, they get aggravated by saying, well, why are you talking about your above top secret clearance or your knowledgeable this and that? Who do you think you are? Why don't you just do small talk, Deagle? I'm not a small talk guy. I get really bored with talking about, you know, some kid, how so great they are at their musical game or whatever. That's good. But I want people to talk about real stuff, like, hey, why are you getting arthritis now? Because you've been working in a high-G field. For example, the Russians discovered this when they work in the military, and they were trying to find out why a lot of the radar engineers and people working in high-intensity magnetic fields in the military were getting accelerated aging. So Dr. Cavinson started doing research and found out these intense magnetic fields were shutting down their DNA, so that's how they got the genesis of peptides. And, of course, there's all kinds of peptides by different companies in America and Russia and all over the place. Now, trying to induce your DNA to wake up again. The most important thing, don't put your DNA to sleep. Get ELF protection. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, why does my doctor know that? I said, I am not going to make excuses for how dumb your doctor is. They're terrified. I mean, this morning I had a panic call from one of our ladies. And this lady has had security clearance, so she knows a lot of stuff. She sent me packets of all kinds of classified stuff. And she's a privacy person. And she really didn't want to have to sign these HIPAA-compliant things because it was going to upset her, because she realized if she got sick, her relatives couldn't even talk to her doctor. But the damn well government can walk into the office and get anything they want on her, even including her DNA if they have that. Now, you got to understand, this isn't a conspiracy theory about magnetic fields or radiation. If I walked across the street and said, you know what, Dr. Deagle's going rogue, I'm just going to work for DARPA. They're going to give me six figures. They're going to give me a private home in a third world country with a helicopter to come into my private home on an island. And I'm just going to create stuff that's going to screw everybody on Earth. And they'll pat me on attaboy in the back. But by the way, they're also going to chip me that if I misbehave, they're going to hit that chip frequency and make sure there's a little nanotech release of a biotoxin to make sure I faceplant within seconds after they hit that code. People, oh no, Dr. Deagle, they wouldn't do that. Are you kidding me? You're an idiot. Okay? Now, you're never going to walk in the world that I've walked in. And I don't give a damn what you think about me, but I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Everybody in America and worldwide in the Western world is being fried by their electricity, one way or the other. 90% of the pollution, even from the power corporations, is being dumping it to ground. That's why you know the native peoples for hundreds of years are doing something called grounding. They would cover up little native boys and girls up to their neck in soil and mud and so on, try to heal them, right? You heard about grounding, right?
Yeah.
Pull out the electrotoxins out of their body and frequencies and so on and get Earth frequencies into them to try to stimulate their body to heal. You don't want to do that anymore. You know why? Because the ground electricity is so damn polluted. I remember having Dr. Sam Millam here, who's a medical doctor. I mean, he's been traveling for 40 years around with his oscilloscopes and so on. And one home, he told me this was a few years ago. He came to the home. And they were remote. They're in the middle of freaking nowhere. And he went and found out that the electricity coming to the home, and his oscilloscope went nuts, was coming through the groundwater and the magnetite in the soil, and it was coming through from power plants 20 miles away.
Wow.
So, like, and he had the equipment to pick it up and said, what the hell's going on here? It wasn't coming through the power lines. It was coming through the ground. So you might think it's all just electricity coming to your home. No. It's everything. It's satellites now. They want to put 10,000 satellites with 5G network over the planet. You won't be able to go to the Atacama Desert in the middle of freaking nowhere where there's not even an insect and not get fried with 5G. That's not good. And people don't get it. They want to attack the messenger because they think, if I could just shut the hell that stupid deagle up and get him to stop talking, the problem will go away. Not. Okay? If I can get deagle to shut up, maybe the problem will just disappear and I can just go on with my life and pretend everything's cool, even though my skin is bubbling and boiling, my brain is melting. You know, like that Mars Invades movie years ago. Remember the Mars Invades? The funny Martian sounds? And they would basically hit a beam at you and your brain would turn into liquid kind of greenish gel and then stick a straw up your skull and suck your brain out. That's what people don't believe that. They say, oh, Dr. Nico, you're exaggerating. They said, look, that's an exaggeration. But the fact is, it's toxic. It's bad for you. Please don't do it. Don't try to attack the messenger. By the way, I'm intellectually bulletproof. I care for you whether you care for me or hate my guts. Because I'm going to tell you the truth even if you say, you know what? If I could put a bullet in his head to shut him up or tape over his mouth, I'd do it. Not going to work. Guess what? You're going to hear the truth. One way or the other, you're going to find out.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Sale on, and you must order by 888-212-8871 or online, and right through Wednesday the 5th, right through midnight. Boy, that's going to be a good sale. And you get 7% on top of sale prices, including our fancy Neutrodyne, which is already on sale. You want to make sure you have the true monatomic ID, not garbage that other people are flogging on the radio and TV and telling you their stuff is nascent, this and that, and it's so whiz-bang and it's fixing everything. They're full of it. Okay? I'm sick and tired of people who are not functional medicine doctors, biochemists, or have any background in quantum biophysics, intermediate metabolism, stealth infectious disease, epigenetics, or anything else that would require real scientific knowledge or ability to do organic acids, genetic analysis, 23andMe, Prometheus, pathway genomics, or any other testing whatsoever, classified or non-classified, publicly federally certified laboratories. I am sick of idiots and salesmen telling them that they have the whiz-bang best iodine in the world. It's disgusting. So why is our stuff so good? Because you have to take this iodine, which is reagent-grade iodine, and you have to shatter the bond so it becomes monoatomic. It changes the spectral pattern, which you identify, Tony, when you do the process, and it's dangerous. You take this and you're generating such a strong magnetic field. When you're doing this, you can have an explosion, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
And the fact is, you have to make sure that the stuff is stable. I tell people, keep it out of the light, keep it out of the heat. Ideally, in fact, one of the best things to do is take your iodine and put it in kind of like a little magnetic shield, like the ones you get from Less EMF. You can put it in a little box or something that has a little Faraday cage around it so it doesn't get hit with pulse fields, because the resonant field, in fact, it's not just the molecule, it's the resonant field around the molecule that has a biological effect. And people need to know monatomic iodine is high enough energy, it can displace fluoride, chloride, bromide, which helps to detox, because all these other forms of garbage iodine can't do it. In fact, if you take iota caps, you can actually shut off your thyroid rather than taking the Neutrodyne at low dose, say 5 drops twice a day, which turns on your thyroid. So if you take iota caps, you can not only get neuropathy, you can actually shut off your thyroid and get iodine-induced hypothyroidism. You heard about that, right?
Yes.
Not funny. And people say, aren't you worried, Dr. Deagle, you're going to cause hypothyroidism? No, your body shatters the bond and makes a teeny-weeny amount of monoatomic iodine, but it doesn't make enough to fix the body. And that's why if you've got a virus that starts to attack the gland like some kind of gland virus, and you develop thyroid peroxidase enzymes because your gland's on fire, and eventually it goes hypothyroid after it goes through a hyperthyroid phase, and then you're kind of screwed because if it stays hypo, you need to be on thyroid supplements the rest of your days. And if you take synthetic thyroid, it's not hormone. It's a pre-hormone. And without the 5' deiodinase, which requires 7 minerals, including iodine, and other cofactors like forskolin, and things like selenium cruciferate for glutathione peroxidase activity support, you can't deiodinate thyroid in the 5' position and turn it on to make T3, which is the active molecule in the lock and key of the crystal galley of your mitochondria. Now, if you think the average doctor knows what I just said in a very rapid pace, you are lying to yourself. They don't know squat. And that includes your so-called endocrinologist that doesn't even measure reverse thyroid hormone. And I brought the test 38 years ago from Germany to measure, along with all the other hormones, including insulin, glucagon, ACTH, prolactin, etc., oxytocin, and cortisol, etc., with an insulin, glucose, and polyhormone tolerance test for 5 hours. We spent millions, not thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and nobody has reproduced the data I work with Dr. Otto Hewitt. Nobody on earth. Not even Dr. Ravens at Stanford 5 years later, who take the credit for discovering the insulin, glucose, tolerance test. We did it 5 years before him. So I'm sick and tired of people who pretend that they know better. They have not walked in my boots. And my experiences and my knowledge is not up for grabs or anybody's damned opinion. So when people are flogging crap and calling it wonderful stuff, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people that pretend to be functional medicine doctors and they're pharmacists or they're naturopaths or they're herbalists. They don't know a damn thing. And the problem is some of this stuff is really dangerous. If you take regular iodine, you're actually going to shut off your thyroid gland and you can actually get a central neuropathy and actually damage your eyes. Did you know that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. So listen, I want you to fire away with your questions, Tony, because usually you have some good ones. We have a couple of segments here, so we usually have a couple of... But I had to ventilate a bit here, because the worst thing that I find is not that people... I don't expect people to agree with me, because most people think, well, they're either ignorant or just disagreeable. And the worst thing they want is they want you to shut up. They don't want you to raise questions, because... questions make them think, and that causes brain pain. You ever heard of brain pain before? People start crying because you're actually making their brain work. Oh, Dr. Deagle, it hurts. Please don't ask another question. Shut up, Dr. Deagle, it hurts. Okay? Stop it, okay? Stop whining, okay? I don't take captives intellectually. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in saying, well, I'm going to take you as a prisoner, an intellectual prisoner. No. I'm going to intellectually slay you, okay? I want to ask you enough questions, I corner you, and then you eventually face the music. Just like I'm a Christian, I face the music, I'm a sinner. The only way I'm not an evil bugger is because I'm saved by grace, okay? Because I have skill sets that if I went to the dark side, I go from Dr. Deagle, I call Anakin Sky Deagle, to Darth Deagle. And I'm not Darth Deagle, thank God. Thank God for your sake, okay? But I'm also a good doctor. I want you to know, I want to fix you before you blow up. I mean, think of me not as a human mechanic. Think of me as, let's say if I had an Italian accent and I was trained in Milano and we're looking at the new Ferrari. I think the newest Ferrari actually sold for $43.8 million. And my favorite are the Lamborghinis, because the Lamborghini company, these guys are Italian mechanical car geniuses. Like, they're like super geniuses. And you can get, one of the things I like is the way they name the cars, because the Italians are so artistic. Everything to me is art, and if you go to Europe, like France or Italy, and even their food is art, right? So they call the Lamborghini the Countach. You know what Countach means in Italy? Holy cow, Countach. So think of your body as a Countach, okay? You'd want to have a mechanic fly in with all his equipment and a strong Italian accent. And he's there, and he lays it out like he's a master chef, and he's got a clean apron on. He's got these fancy little tools. And he's going to go and test the engine to make sure it's getting the proper compression, there's enough oil in it, there's no the cylinder drag and all the little mechanical fizzy things. He's listening with an oscilloscope to hear funny little whizzy sounds inside your engine. That's what I do. I'm a details guy. Right down, I'll drive you crazy by asking you questions. And that's why when we give nutraceuticals like Nutridyne, I tell people, you don't need to take a lot. 5 drops twice a day if you're hypothyroid is probably plenty. Now, if you've got a pathogen and we want to kill it, like you got SIBO or you got infection in your joints because you got, say, multiple sclerosis or some fungal infection in your body, like toenail fungus and other things that's spread through every organ, you're going to need 15 drops 3 times a day for at least a month. If you've got hepatitis C, we can see your viral load drop to 0 with hepatitis C or even HIV virus in a month after taking Nutridyne. Do you think any other iodine will do that? Are you kidding? People are comedians. That's why it's the number one product we have in Nutramedical. It's amazing stuff. It does resurrect your thyroid. It kills all the pathogens. It resurrects your mitochondria. So your blood vessels start to contract after it gets the shearing force from the heart. So it'll reverse heart failure. People need to start grasping. This is like a universal tool. Let's say, you know, when you buy one of the universal tools on, they have in the commercials on TV, this thing will fix anything. You can flip it to the screwdriver, it's a knife, it's this, it's that. That's what Nutridyne is, okay? And there's comparison. And the problem is, you see, our world is being poisoned by pesticides and by toxic chemicals, and almost all of these are not attached to a radiotoxin, you know, like mercury, likely, you know, depleted uranium, whatever. No. They're attached to a halide. Now, why to a halide? It's because the halides make chemicals stay in the body and have a longer biological half-life, and the body can't detox them so easy. So that's why we look at all the pesticides. They're almost all halides. And by the way, halides lock onto the female receptor, so they feminize. That's why I use the joke. If you take an alligator in Florida and you're an alligator farmer, you used to be able to take your binocs 30 yards away and you could tell the boy from the girl alligators. Now you got to flip them over to tell the difference now. That's because we're polluting our world with halides.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we have a great caller, Beverly, who actually had a recent metapathy hunter scan. And by the way, you know, people should realize they can either fly in or I can do the Beverly, I can do the scan remotely. And we can get into the details of that. But we also do confirmatory tests, and you're in the process of now getting your blood test done, Beverly. And we're addressing all your health problems, not just your symptoms. Because, you see, symptom-based medicine, whether it's chiropractic, naturopathy, or medical interventions with surgery and so on, is stupid. You want to intervene before someone gets a serious problem, or at the very start of the problem, if they do have one, you want to find the underlying metabolic, genetic, epigenetic, infective, or free radical basis to it so you can fix the problem. And that's what we're doing. Now, tell us, in a nutshell, what we're doing for you so far. And we want to have you back on once we actually get your test back to talk about this, because this process is unique, and I want to train other doctors to do what I do. And by the way, I don't charge a cent to train any doctor. And you don't have to be an MD doctor. You can be a DO, a DC, a chiropractor, even just a grandma who wants to take care of your friends, or someone, let's say, a corporate lady. We have one lady, Pam, in Illinois, who's just listened to the show for years, and she's studied like crazy all the stuff. She's gone to what I call Nutramedical University. If I remember correctly, you, Beverly, I think we did your scan. You're a nurse of many years, so you're very wise already and realizing the healthcare system is broken, and giving a broken system of socialists to people is not only a formula for bankruptcy, it's not going to fix people's health problems, is it?
No, it is not at all. And I've seen 30 years of the same thing over and over and over. And it is appalling. It is disheartening. And it saddens me to a level that I can't even describe.
Yeah, well, I hand it over to God, because otherwise it makes me too sad and then I can't do anything. I'll tell you what I've done, and I call this the bug theory. You want to hear this? It's funny. The bug theory is this. If you're a bug and you don't believe in glass, it doesn't matter how many times you take your proboscis and bang against the glass, you're not getting through the window.
Yep.
So the problem is the medical system, the dental system. If you're not a biological dentist, for example, I started with Dr. Murray Vimy, biological dentist, almost 40 years ago, and they threatened to actually pull my license for giving equations to Dr. Vimy for mercury toxicity. They threatened to pull my license in Alberta, Canada. So if you don't understand, if you ask questions, and I'm a lab-based guy, I'm a biochemist, I want to get blood tests on you. Once I do what I call a pre-scan, which is a metaplastic scan, I call pre-diagnosis. I want to confirm with imaging studies, lab work, genetics, organic acids, and metabolites, so I can say, you got this going on, and we're going to fix it, and we're going to go back and test to see if we fixed it. And that's the whole, is how every kind of healthcare should be. Whether you're in the intensive care unit, or you're a father taking care of your child, or your baby's going to get a hydrocephalus, and you want to fix the problem with, your wife has got a 5-methylfolate reductase problem, so they're going to end up with a central canal or aqueductal canal stenosis and get hydrocephalus. You got to fix it when you find out what the problem is, and you can't wait the symptoms of the person's catastrophically in extremis. Of course, it's expensive and profitable to wait until people are really screwed before you start unscrewing them with surgery or toxic drugs. Not that drugs don't have their place. I'd say 15% to 20% of the time, drugs are appropriate. But 75 to 85% of the time, they're dangerous and stupid, and you can use natural therapies first. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I do take the Nutriodine just like you said that I should. And there have been days like in this last week where I felt like I was getting a sore throat or maybe a little bit of a cold. And as soon as I would take my Nutriodine, it would like be a few hours.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
By the way, the only natural pathogens that resurrects your mitochondria, because almost every disease you can think of is a hypoxic, acidotic, electron-deficient state with low pH or acidosis that's tied directly to low mitochondrial function. And if you don't have your mitochondria working in whatever body compartment, you're going to get sick, right?
Yes. And I challenge anybody out there to say that they have medication. A regular pharmaceutical medication, whether it's over-the-counter or prescribed by a physician, that reacts and helps them within hours.
Yeah,
there
no.
is no such animal.
Yeah, I know.
There is no such animal.
But you know, the pharmaceutical industry uses the word cure. In fact, if you have a nutraceutical, they can't use the word cure. I don't want to use a cure. Even if I resurrect you from the dead, someday you're going to die. Okay, you're going to meet Jesus someday, okay? But the fact is, I can make your life longer, healthier, and more robust, and prevent you from getting disease, or if you have a disease, make it go away, if you use the right combination. I don't believe in a magic bullet. I believe in a magic orchestra. Even our Red Deer Velvet is magical. So is our Neutrine magical. But you need a whole combination of things. You don't just take one thing. You might need technology, too. You might need mild hyperbaric, or lumen photon, or epigenetic frequency, or DNA microcurrents, using acupuncture needles. Whatever the heck it is, you need to have a combination of things, including a good diet, clean filtered water, stop electropollution so you're not getting fried from the inside by your DNA being silenced by electrotoxins. And if you do that, guess what? Like Spock says, which is the Aaronic blessing, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Ha'olam, that's the first words of the blessing, is may the Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless you and make you live a long and healthy life. Guess what? That's what I wish on people. And it doesn't matter if they like or hate me. I want to wish that on them because the system right now is broken. It's broken not just in America. It's broken everywhere. But in America, whenever they do things, they really screw it up. For example, HIPAA, healthcare insurance prior reporting in privacy. The pharmaceutical industry, they threaten doctors that if you don't use certain drugs, they're going to report you to the licensing authority. I didn't know this until 2003. I had a drug rep come to my office and said, Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor or our competitors. I said, I didn't see your Swami hat. So the same thing goes with Neutrodyne. I see people that are marketing, even on this network, oh, we got the best whiz-bang iodine. I'm thinking, you're an idiot. Do you understand how iodine works and how the body with mitochondria works with the crystal galli? And how, by the way, and this is something that stupid endocrinologists don't understand, every body compartment controls it through the autonomic nervous system, the iodination process. It's complex. It needs seven minerals. It needs cofactors. It needs an active glutathione peroxidase system to protect the cells and tissues. And in order to lyse the iodine off the 5' position, because that's the only little molecule, it's 4,000 times stronger attaching to the crystal galli than T4, which has a half-life of 37.5 hours, and T3 has a half-life of 5.5 minutes before it's converted to T2 and reverse T2. Do you think the endocrinologists know this? Of course not. Are you kidding me? That's why they don't like Dr. Deagle to ask them AXE, not ASK, questions, because they'll say, Dr. Deagle's just he's a fast-talking nut. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm aggravated. I'm 66 now. My days like Robbie Burns on this mortal coil, even if it's extended 20 or 30 years, I'm getting old and aggravated because I see a system broken and they keep on shoving it down our throats and harming people around me. And the people that listen survive and thrive, and the people that don't, whether they're fighting cancer or heart failure or thyroid failure that's going to make them fat as a seal or give them vascular disease, if they're following conventional treatment, they're going to suffer first, then they're going to die early. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, and the way they die, it's such a slow, agonizing, horrible...
Oh, yeah, right, and the fact is, it could be funny if it was a stand-up. If I was a stand-up comedian, I was making all this stuff up. As long as there was no body count, it could be pretty damn funny. It's not funny. There's a body count. So when we have people like Tony on talking about Neutrodyne, we're telling people, like Tony asked really good questions, like, why do people take Neutrodyne? Well, to resurrect their mitochondrial function, to kill off stealth pathogens, to raise the redox of their tissues and electron density and ATP and NADH, and to prevent stealth pathogens from triggering genetic damage causing cancer. Cancer is an infection. Yeah. When we had SIBO, for example, affecting poor Aretha Franklin, if Aretha had been a listener to my show or contacted me, I would say, the queen of soul, I'm going to treat you free. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do tests on you. I'm going to give you the cut rate special sale price on all our nutraceuticals, and we're going to clear your SIBO before it turns into cancer. She got SIBO. I had a gentleman who recently, I've been telling him for years to listen to me, and he didn't treat his SIBO adequately, and he had a lot of stress going on in his family, and his SIBO turned into pancreatic cancer just a few weeks ago. I diagnosed him. Not funny, especially when he's a friend, okay? I don't want to be arrogant about this. If you listen to me, you'll survive and thrive. If you don't, you're going to suffer and die. And I don't like that. I don't like the people, you're arrogant, Deagle. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm qualified and talented. I'm not arrogant, damn it. I want people to listen. I'm driven 7 days a week. I do consults, not 5 days a week like a lot of people. This weekend, by the way, everybody's vacationing. I take hours off, not days off. Hours off.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in, Beverly. I want you back on. Thank you, Tony. Sorry I ran it a bit, but it's the Deagle Rant Zone. How's that? Yeah, you can, as I say, you can listen and prosper, or you can turn off the radio and suffer. It's your choice. How's that? The sale is on. Get free help. Stay well, as I say. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam. May the Lord bless and keep you. May you listen and support NutriMeds. May you realize you have to fix your biochemistry that the Lord God gave you. Otherwise, you're going to suffer.
NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.